In Torah in Bishalach, Maimeros Yoshir Moshe on page Samach Beis, column Beis. Oz Yoshir Moshe Vnei Yisroel Asashira Azois Lashem. Vayomru Leimoir Ashira Lahavaye Ki Goi Go. This is the opening words of the Shira that Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael sang at that time, the following song to Hashem, and they said, I will sing to Hashem because he has become exalted and the horse and the chariots he threw into the sea. Hinei lahovin inyan kriyas yamsuf. In order to understand the concept of splitting of the Yam Suf, splitting of the sea, the Gam, and also to understand Haloi Lifiderech Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim Leretz Yisrael Loi Hoyo Lohem Derech Al Hayom, according to the road that the Bnei Yisrael had to take from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, really the way did not lead them through the sea. Elo Shetziva Hashem, but rather Hashem commanded them, V'yoshuvu V'yachanu, they should return back and they should camp, so that it's not that the that was the way. So when they were going directly before Yeshuva V'yachanu, they weren't by the Yamsuf. They went by way Yamsuf, but they weren't there. They came back, and that is where they camped. And the Rebbe brings out weiter V'gam, and also we see that Le'ovru es Hayam Me'ever Le'ever. The Taka did not pass the river from side to side. On the same side that they descended, that was the side that they came up. So it means that they really didn't have to go through water, Bechlal, and they actually did not go through to the other side of the water. But it was just, what took place here was Hashem wanted them, this idea of Kriyas Yamsuf seems like to be something special, unique, not because when he wants to point the Kriyas Yamsuf has an independent meaning in of itself, a spiritual meaning, since you can't even say that there was a physical need for that. Sometimes maybe you can say because there was a physical need, that who says that there is a spiritual? But there is not even a physical need for that because they didn't have no business going to the sea, and they never used the going over the sea in their pathway.
Well, except that they drowned the Egyptians.
Okay, so but that is already an idea in of itself. I mean, it's not only to drown the Egyptians, but the to went through there. Okay, well, we're going to learn. So tzarich lahavin atam ksiv. So why did Hashem say that? Is by ksiv yedu Mitzrayim kani Hashem? Okay, so that is the purpose, that Mitzrayim should know that I am Hashem. So tzarich lahavin, but we need to understand this. What? Who is there of Mitzrayim to recognize any Hashem? Do ksiv vayichasu mayim tzrayim echadam lenoisar, that the water covered their enemies. Not even one was left over. So how the Mitzrayim going to know Kani Hashem if nobody was left over? So all this tells us that there's something more about Mitzrayim rather than just the real physical story that took place with the Mitzrayim. There's Yod Mitzrayim Kani Hashem, and the fact that there is really no Mitzrayim that on the spiritual, on the literal level, but there's on the spiritual level, there is a level of Mitzrayim in which we need to recognize all the time Kani Hashem. Aloinyan, ki hine yesh Mitzrayim b'chol odom b'chol zman. There is the idea of Mitzrayim by every person, and also at every time. And that's why our sages tell us that b'chol dor v'dor chayiv odom lidus es atzmei ki'ilu yotzu mitzrayim, that in every generation, a person must see himself as if he has gone out of Egypt. Because we have our own Egypt that we have to go out every day. That's why it's b'chol zman, and it's by every person. Every yid is chayiv lidus es atzmei, and all the times. Even this further, there's a verse that says, that's a statement, the Chazal b'chol dor v'dor, but there's also a pasuk that says, l'man tizkor, so that you will remember, the day you left Egypt, so that means the pasuk tells us that it's our responsibility to remember going out all the days of our life. So what does it have to do with us? The Isa b'tisefta says, that even though the pasuk says specifically the exodus of Egypt, but that also includes, we also need to remember the splitting of the sea. So, what does this all mean in the spiritual sense by the avoid of the inyan? The idea is ki hinei omr razal. Our sages tell us al gimul dvarim ha'olam oymed, that the world stands on three things. Al ha-toyra, v'al ha-avoyda, v'agmilus chasodim. Basically, that's the learning of Torah. Avoyda is the service of the karbonis that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Agmilus chasodim is acts of kindness. Al Tarebbe, avoyda, the service, heinein ha-karbonis. Those are the sacrifices. You had a fire from above that would descend upon the Mizbeach. It was an Aryeh d'ochel kurban. And that was the shape of a lion that would eat up the kurban. So Avodah in the time of the Beis HaMikdash was the sacrifice of the kurban and the fire that would come down. U'mishichara Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Tiknu Tfilo, the rabbis instituted, the Chachamim instituted prayer, Kineged HaKarbonis, to the correspond to the Karbonis. The Hainu, what does it mean? Limser Nafshi HaBamis. One needs to give over. He gives over his animal soul, Shetuchlo Beishel Milo, that it should be included in the fire from above. That is the level of the great love which comes from above. It's the arousal from above. That's the Eish Mil Milo. And the person needs to give himself over into that level, into that Av, into that fire. And to understand, Ketzad Humeruvas Bitfilo, how do we find the hint in the davening? How the fire descends from above. This is what the institute in the Shemoneh Esrei say, all the brachas baruch, ato chulu, v'al derech mashakosuv. That's similar to what the pasuk states, baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Min ha'olam, v'yad ha'olam. That your blessing, or your being mamshich, delekei Yisrael, from the level of olam to the other level of olam, from the olam diskasya to the alma disgalya, pirush, ma'alma diskasya, from the world that is covered, La'almadi is galya, to the world that is revealed. The hainu, that is, mibchinas, seviv kolam, imla'amala kolam, that is from the level of seviv, the one light, the of Hashem, that surrounds the worlds, to the level that fills the worlds. Ki havaye hu ha'elikim, because havaye is alikim, meaning that although Elikim is the level of Malukul Alam, the level of Tzimtzum, the world where it comes down, but you bring down from Havaya, because Havaya is, becomes Elikim, you know, bring down the higher from level of Sovim to Malu. Ukshmekashe nafshei habahamis lavaya chod. When one ties his animal soul to Hashem Echod, azai, then gam b'chinas eish, shalemailim b'chinas sevuk l'almim, it's also the level of fire which is higher than sevuk l'almim, shoyre umizgale b'nafshe, that rests and is revealed in his soul. So that means that the Eish Shalemailo becomes rest that comes revealed in his nefesh. Zohu Baruch Loshen Hamshocha. This is the idea of Baruch, which comes from the language which draws down Mehelam Elagilui Liyaz Bechinas Ato. Baruch Ato. Baruch means bring down, so it should be Ato. And Min Ha'olam V'Ad Ha'olam, to bring down from the hidden worlds into the revealed worlds. In order to understand this idea, for behold, our sages tell us, everything that we find in the dry land, we also find in the sea. So, yamu b'chinas alma diskasye, v'yaboshu b'chinas alma disgalye. Yam is the level of hidden world, represents the hidden world. The Yabasha is the level of the revealed world. What does it mean when we say that everything that is here is over there? Basically, it means we have all the creatures. So what is the difference between the sea and the... is there the same? The only thing is, in the water, they're covered up. They're underneath the water. And over here, they're open. So that means that there's Alma Disgalya and Alma Diskasya, because we have these two different levels, one that is open and one that is hidden. So what is the difference between the dry land and the sea physically? That those creatures of the sea are not visible outside. Why? The sea covers them. In addition, covers on them, and their vitality and their existence is within the sea. The Yavshalam lichyos b'yabosha, they cannot live in the yabosha miyad mesim, immediately they die. Mashen kein bruim shebiyabosha, as opposed to, so mashen kein bruim shebiyabosha, as opposed to the creatures that are on the dry land, hina oretz toitzi tzimcha v'isa pri l'maylo. So the way it works is that the earth gives sprouts forth, and he makes the fruit on top of the land, not in the bottom of the land. Vagam she'inikuso mimeno. Vagam she'inikuso mimeno. Even though they nurture from the ground, heim nirin ki'ilu hein yesh v'davar b'fnei atzmai. So they seem, they appear like being separate. As opposed to in the water, where they're underneath the water, and their vitality is the water. So even though they're on the top of the ground, the taki grow on top, but they're still dependent on the ground for their growth. But yet, they don't. You can't see that. It doesn't appear that way. They seem independent. That is with regards to even the growing thing, which need the ground to grow from. So certainly, other items, that has the various different kinds of living soul, to its kinds, that they are not hinged on, they don't depend on the ground for their source of the highest. These are the concepts that makes, distinguishes the Alma Diskasya and Alma Disgalya in the spiritual level as well. But that is the Yuvana Hefresh Beruchnis Lamailo. Similar, we understand spiritually the difference, Hefresh Ben Alma Diskasya La Alma Disgalya, the difference between the world that is covered to the world that is revealed. Kinei, for behold, mi b'sori, one can have a, from his own flesh, he can see sheyesh b'neshama seichel umidus, that the soul has intellect and emotions. Vaseichel nechlek legimul v'amidus lezayin. The intellect is divided into three, and the emotion to seven. Yesh aleihem gimul levushim, and on top of them there are three garments: machshava, dibur, ma'ase, thought, speech, and action. Vegam heim ischalkim leprotim rabim, and they too are broken up, detailed into many details. Ubichlolom heim hei bechinis. You have five levels, which have seichel umidus, umachshava dibur umaisa, which connected, which correspond to the five level of the neshama of nefesh ruach, neshama chaya and yichid. The kama mina madreges, the various different levels, gavoyim al gavoya, one higher than the other, gavoyim aleihem kulam. Like this. That v'kama mine madreges, so generally each person has nefesh ruach neshamach chay yichida, which correspond to seichel midas machshava dibur and maisa. Now that doesn't mean that everybody's machshava dibur maisa and chay yichida is the same.
Right.
So what he's saying, v'kama mine madreges, there are various different madreges in the Naran Chai Yechida. There is Gavoya, Me'al Gavoya. There are people that have higher levels of Naran Chai Yechida. U'Gavoyim Aleyem, and then even higher than them. Kulam Hein Bechinas Naran Chai Yechida. So they're all, the fact that there's other people that have a higher level of a Naran Chai Yechida doesn't mean that they have some other level. So now we're going to say this Naran Chai Yechida, and the other person has a third. No, it's still all Naran Chai Yechida. Within Naran Chai Yechida, there's different madreges. Kulam heim b'chanes Naran Chai Yechida. Kol echod yesh loy b'vichina b'vne atzmoy, ma'ashein b'chaveire. So you have yours that your friend doesn't have. So in other words, you can have a higher Naran Chai Yechida than your friend, but he still won't say, it's still divided in the Naran Chai Yechida. Mashenki b'ayinki b'chaveire. Yes, mishoivet b'mchines u'madreges kleis ha'nefesh, chulu. There's somebody that serves in a way of expiring of the soul. B'chein ha'neshoma b'fnei atzmo b'gan Eden. And likewise, the neshoma on its own, meaning not connected with the body in Gan Eden, yes, kam b'chines u'madreges shoynes. There are various different levels. Yes, various different levels in the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai yechida, from each one. Ach yesh mehen b'chinas alma d'izgalya shenirim hamadreges mufrodu migilui. There is a level out of d'izgalya in which the levels are visible; they appear to be separated, they're openly separated. Yesh mehem shen alma d'izkasya. There are those of them which are in the hidden world. Shen b'teilim b'tziz b'mekoyram. They are totally, their existence is subjugated to their source. Shehu b'chinas seivu klalmi, the kula kamek lo chashiv, that everything for him is nothing, and that's visible in them. So by them you can tell their lack of metzias. You can't tell separate madregas. So b'chinas zu ha'isu madregas Moshe Rabbeinu l'vashalom. That was the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning his soul came from that madrega. Shnemar olav. With regards to him, it says, "Ki min hamayim mishisiu." He comes from drawing the water. Mechinas yam, alma diskasya. It was the hidden word. Lachain hoyo kvat peh. That's why he was heavy in speaking. Shemechinas dibur v'hizgala nimna mimenu, where the speech and the revelation has been prevented. L'shoyla yisunu mailo, because he had an advantage, and he had the greatness. Mechinas madreges bitul v'metzias v'moed. He had a very, very self-negation. He's no self at all, no metzias, k'mesh kosu. As they said, v'nachnu ma, we are what? We have total bittul. So basically, Just like we said, there's different level. I think why it's so important over here, because we're saying it's the creatures of the Yam and the creatures of the Yabosha. It's the same creature. So in other words, the same Naran Chayechida. But sometimes it's visible, sometimes it's not visible. When you're totally bottled, then it means that it's not visible. That's the level of the Naran, but it's still the same Naran Chayechida. This is the idea of the bracha. We say Baruch Ato Mina Oilo Ba'ad Oilo. So what means Sheyiyeh B'chinas Alma Diskasya U'B'chinas Soim Chalam, so that we should have the world that is hidden, and that is the level of that surrounds the world Shub'chinas Bittl. That is the level of Bittl Kula Kamekla Chashiv, that it's totally not considered anything. Nimshel Begilu Gam De'Alma Disgalya, that it should also come in this revealed world. So that all flesh will see, so that even with the bodily abilities, we will be able to see the higher level, the level of Bittl. So that means that we will be raised to a much higher level, in which right now we're on with this Galia, and this is we're bringing down, that we should also be in the level of Old Modiskasia and this higher level of Bittl Bemitzis.
Achol Bechinas Brocha V'Hamshocha Milmaila Lemato. We were talking about that we have to bring down from Almodis Kasya to Almodis Galya, Baruch Ato, we want to make it Lenoichach. So all levels of bringing down, extending from above to below, Zuhi Bechinas Umadregas Avoides HaKohen. That is the level of the Kahanim. You see, in the Kahanim and the Leviim, it was the Kahanim's job basically to bring down. This all started as a metaphor from the Korbonis, Avodas HaKorbonis, to take the Eish Shalemailo, like we had by the Korban. We had an Eish come down, a fire come from above, and that would burn the animal, the beast, right, the Korban. And by extension, he says when we daven, we take that Ava Rabba that comes from above, from Meserusa de la'ela, and we consume our Nefesh HaBahamis. And he teaches that the Ava Rabba, that's the level that comes down from the level of Seviv Kol Almim, and we burn our own Nefesh HaBahamis in that fire. But we know who does the service in the Beis HaMikdash. It's the level of the Kohanim. Mm-hmm. The Kohanim are the ones that are Mamshich that level, but in the service of the Beis HaMikdash, there were both the Kohanim. The Kohanim did the Avodah, the actual service of bringing the Kohanim. But then the Levim, they would sing, they would have the different, but they were also there at the time of the Korban. So he says like this. So the Bechin is Bracha L'Amshacha Mil Ma'ila L'Mato, to bring it down from above to below. Zuhi Bechin Ha'as Madregas Avodah Sakoyim. That is the level and the service of the Kohanim. But the service of the Levim, Mida Acheres Hoysubom, they had a different measure. He Mimato Lemailo, that's from below to bring it up upon high. From below to high. Dixi, because the Pasuk says, V'ovad Alevi Hu. The Pasuk says, the Ovad Alevi Hu. We just spoke about before, what's the difference between when the person is in your presence, you say Ata, you, Ato, you. When the person is not in your presence, then it's who, then it's he. In other words, that he, you're talking about somebody who's not in front of you. By the Levi, his service, it uses the reference who. Who, that represents the idea that he is in a way distant. In other words, he's not brought down, he's not in the presence, but it's distance. Shebchinas avidosoi, hebechinas almodiskasya, that his level is the level of almodiskasya, lo yiyye bechinas madreges, almodisgalya nire lebchinas umadrega klau. So that the only if you're talking about drawing down into the world, so it's inevitable you're talking about a world, and you're talking about bringing down from the Alma Diskasi into the world. But by the Levi, we're saying just verkehrt, the opposite way. He is to get rid of this world. In other words, that there is no world, to elevate the world to the level of Alma Diskasi. Which means, Shelo Yebchinus Madregas Alma Disgalia Nira Lebchinus Madrega Klal. It should not be visible and seen as a level at all. It's not bringing down the Shechina, bringing down the servant to Mamale, but sort of getting rid of the Mamale, having Mamale sort of disappear. So that it should not take up any space at all, it should be basically non-existent. Like the verse says, Ato hu havaye levadecha. You, Hashem, are alone. So it says, Ato hu. Hu havaye, meaning the hu, meaning the nister, the amadiskasya, which means she'ene begeder oilmim klal. He's not at all in any of the defined. He's not defined by the world at all. Lo begeder mamale, but lo begeder same. Not in the definition of mamale, and not in the definition, not in the limitations, the boundaries of seviv. Well, is there hoyso? And therefore, because this was their avodah, to elevate the world, that it should no longer exist in its state of avodas galus, their service was b'shira v'zimra b'nigun. They would sing with their mouth, they would use the instrument, zimra with the instruments, and with the voice. Inyan hanigun, who, what is the idea of the song? She'em boy rak ispailus hanefesh mipnei gilui hatunus. The reason that it only has the excitement of the soul from the song becomes excited is only because of the revealed those tenuos, those different tones that he gets him excited. It is not that in those tones, those tunes that he listens to, that there is some independent shum seichel vizchachus, that there's any new intellect or something novel about it. That's not the purpose. Elo mipnei gilu hatnua. It is only because of the revelation of that tone. The revelation of the heart arouses, you know, when you sing a happy tune, if you sing a sad tune, you sing a tune of a serious one, of a sort of contemplation. And therefore, I feel the benigun yoshon, even if you sing an old song, as long as you know already. Yes, it's oiderus, these pilots, there's still an arousal, there's still an excitement that creates from that song. That's because of the revelation of the tone that's in it. So, kach hu inyan avodas halevi b'shira. Likewise, is this idea, the concept of the service that the Levi does through its song. Liyos b'chinas ispailus hanefesh mitzad atzma. That the excitement of the soul should come in of itself. It's not based, it doesn't come because of its understanding, so that it creates from his understanding an excitement. It's not an excitement that is based on something intellectual that you are, you know, coming up with an idea that wants to bring them an excitement. Ma'achar. Since his service is in the level of who, meaning the level of Seviv Kulam or even higher Seviv Kulam, who bechinas ato hu avay levadecho, it's the level where Hashem is levadecho, the leis machshavat v'isu beklal, because there is no thought that can grasp him at all. So there is no intellectual capacity over there in his in that level to be able to grasp anything of Hashem. But the excitement of the desire of the heart is that should touch up till the soul, which is nekuda salev, which is the point of the heart, and that it shouldn't be just in a level of makif, meaning surrounds the person, which means it doesn't really touch him in the inside, it's just around him, it's about him, but he should touch him inside, in his inside. He says, "Val davar zeh nisakin psuke de zimra koidim krishma." And for this purpose, the songs of the verses of song have been instituted before you do the kriya shema, before you read the shema. Velochin koidim oisum psuke de zimra. And that's also the reason why we refer to these verses, to these verses as verses of song. Sheheim ke'ein b'chinas nigun. They're just like in the level of a nigun. Shehurak harchovas hadibur. A nigun is considered, is called, is only a widening of the speech. What does it mean about it? He's going to explain now. So it's not a, it's not an intellectual excitement, but it's a song excitement. It's an excitement that touches the heart and gets it to the highest of levels. So biur ha'inyan b'toisus biur, to explain this matter with additional explanation, the farish hadavar hated, in order to articulate this matter well. So he says, this is not the Rebbe saying, he's explaining to you what a nigun is. A nigun is widening them and explaining with more explanation to articulate this matter, lahali liboy v'nafshe she'ispoil mizah. So that then he excites his heart and his soul that you become excited. So when, so there's a difference when you're just saying the words or you're saying the words with a song. People who daven and people who really daven properly and they meditate during their davening. So most of the time they're davening. They don't just say words. They sing a song. The words come with a song as they're davening. So he says, the idea of the song of the words is taking the words that you're saying, widening them, and articulating them more to become excited so that the soul should be excited from it. But if he just says the verses, he doesn't sing them, he just says them. And it doesn't touch the point of his heart, then it's not on a level of song, and that's not considered to be a wholesome service. And this is Ashira LaHashem Kigoi Go. So it says two times Kigoi Go. I'll sing to Hashem Kigoi Go. Pirush. What this means is, Shabichinas Oshira, the level of song, Oshira, I will sing. Humipnei, that it is because Kigo Lemaile Mego. That's Go, which is beyond Go. So Go means exalted or high. This is Go, Go means high over high. So what is high? Go, Humipnei Sev Kulam. The Kula Kamei Choshev. Go is the level of that surrounds the world's, in which everything before him is considered like nothing. V'goy algo, who is baruch ba'atzma yubichvede, ain't so baruch. It's not the sevuk lavim, but it's the infinite blessed himself, which no thought can grasp at all. Mechines atahu Hashem levadecha, that you Hashem are alone. We're going lo narech a love kiddushosui, cannot value to his kiddush to him. Kiddusha filu, even his holiness. Afilu kiddushosui, even Hashem. What does it mean narech kiddushosui? Afilu kiddushosui, even his holiness, Shu Kodesh Umuvdal, which is separated, we still cannot evaluate to him, because he's not even in the limitation of the world. So he's teaching over here that the level of the Nigun and the level of the Leviim is to reach into a higher level even than the Seviv, is to reach the level which he calls it the level of Atuhu Levadecho, which is the higher level than both then the Soviv and the Malakulam. And that's where the excitement of the song reaches into that level. So Velochain, and therefore Sus Vedoichvei Ramavayam. So Shira Lashem ki go go, so Sus Vedoichvei Ramavayam. Therefore, why? Kihine Kisiv, there's the verse that says Kisirkav al Susecho. When you ride on your horses, Yeshua, your carriage, your wagon will be Yeshua's salvation. So what does it mean? What does it mean, Pnimi Senyorim, riding on the horses? So he says, the Neoisius Nikroimsus, letters are called horses. Letters that are used to articulate, to bring down, to be mitzayir, to form, to shape. Letters, they're called like sus. Kimoi shesus bot legabe reichvi. But a manhiga, just like a horse, is subjugated, is nullified in front of its rider, and the rider leads it. Kach hine. Likewise, the oisyes, the bure, and betel lagabe asechem, the words of the speech are secondary, are nullified relative to the intellect. Vasechu manhige, and the intellect leads them. L'chol asher yachbetz yatena, wherever he wishes, he tilts them. So the letters seem to be bottle and secondary to the intellect, just like the horse is secondary bottle to the rider, the one rides it. There is still an advantage in the horse, and the advantage is he can lead and he can bring the rider to a spot which he himself cannot reach there, can go there. So v'kach, and likewise, yeshisr n'mayle b'oishis adibur. So, but the same thing in the metaphor, we can also, there is an advantage and a greatness in the level of the speech, the letters of speech, sheyicholim lagbiya sasechol, that they have the ability to raise the intellect l'madrege moit n'ayle to a very high level, which the intellect is not able to reach on its own, from its own understanding. When you speak it out, sometimes it reaches in a higher level. The speech serves the seichel, but yet the speaking it out helps the person understand it better. As we see, actually, in reality, that shall yidei hadibur yiteis vashpoas haseichel b'sichloi, that when you speak it out, it adds more of a flow of the intellect in your mind. Likewise, is the same concept by the human soul that speaks during davening. He speaks the davening. He doesn't talk about speaking during. When he speaks the davening, hagam shadibur hurak malbusha nefesh Milavusha Nefesh, even though the speech is merely a garment of the soul. And it has no value at all if you measure it relative to the soul itself. For a just a ray, a shine from it alone, so you have a ray of the soul becomes echlomidus, and this is actually the levushim. So the levushim is from a lower madrega. So the essence of the soul is really no relationship to the. So you would think, how could the letters, which are so really removed from the essence of the soul, how could they impact the soul itself? From the level of dibur, nase oir makif lahaneshama, a surrounding light is made up for the soul. Shemakisho. Shemakifo Miroisho Badraglo, which surrounds the soul from its head to toe, from its head to its foot. Liyois Sruro Bitsroira Chaim Esavaya Mamash, that it should be bound in the bound of life with Mamash with Hashem through the words of Davening. It connects that level of Makiv that's run, bounds it up with the life of Hashem. Kimishukosu Likutei Morim, as is written in the Likutei Morim in the Tanya, Mashalohoya Koyah Beneshoma Zadatmi, that was not in the power of the soul by itself, didn't have that same power. And it's only after it, the Neshoma comes down and it davens and the, so we see, and it speaks, so the Dibur adds to the soul. Vine kisiv, but the verse states, loy bigvura sasus yachpots, and veloy b'sheiko ish yirtza. Reitza Hashem es yireyo. And God does not want the strength of the horse, not the desires of man he wants. Hashem wants those who fear him. For the level of letters, that's called that the sus, that the person's intellect rides on. Susim, those are the level of susim. And bichinas gevuris, they are the level of gevuris. Uki inyan ugevurisacha ugevurascha yidaberu ugevurascha yagidu. They're all the shows on the represented level of Gevura. Different verses, Gevuras Dabed, Gevuras Agid, Lodil, and Gevuras. Sheheim, Bechina, Simtsumim, Umsochim, Haru, Abim. Those are the many contractions and the many Musochim, many covers. Minim, Minim, Shoinim, various different kinds of different types. Today, Lisavus, Eulumes, Yoinim, Tachtonim. In order to create the worlds above and below. Shabames Hein Hein Gvuraisov. All of this creation is Hashem's strength in order to limit himself in order for it to be these worlds. The Kula Kameki Loi Chavshiv. For everything before Hashem is really considered not, nothing. Vutsev Mabid Atsev Kula Deiris. He looks and he sees till the end of all generations. V'koyre ha'deiris mireish, and he calls the generation from the beginning. He calls them out, means he brings them in machshav achas boras oylam chuluk mishkos mokum achar. He just with one thought he created the world. So we see, relative to Hashem, the whole world is like all of life and all of the years and all the existence and everything that goes on in this world, by Hashem it's only one thought, meaning it's not really have any significance relative to Hashem. So the only thing is, it's Hashem's. Why do we see every minute significant, every hour, every day, or all the things that go on in this world? because that's through the level of Gevuras, Hashem's concealment, Hashem's Tzimtzum. And therefore, to us, it's such a big deal, it's such a big thing. And there's so much going on, there's so many years, and there's so many lives, and there's so many things that can be done. But relative to Hashem, it's all like one, this one thought, you know, imagine one thought, the whole Geschichte, the whole story. He says, "Vezehu," and this is the meaning. It says, "Of Yeshkoyne Lame B'Shoachas." One can buy his world in one while, in one turn, or in one hour. You know, normally it says that, you know, when the Gemara says that Bachar Rebbe, that he cried, he saw the person, you know, he maybe didn't do right the whole life, but then at the end he did a proper teshuva. So he said, look, a person can acquire his world, meaning the world to come, and notwithstanding the fact that maybe he didn't live a life properly, but yet, b'sho'achas, in one time, one while. So what it means over here, he says, because here we're talking about Hashem creating the world like with one instant, everything one thought. So it's like this, Pirush, she'kol b'chinas tanuga nivroim, that all the levels of the delight of the creations. So, meaning, in order to a person to have an experience of delight, you know, enjoyment, mashiyocholis nimshech li nivra bal gvul, what is able? One is able to be. Can be extended to a creation who is limited, the is tainig mizem, that he should, you know, receive enjoyment from it, delight from it. I feel tainig ruchni ve gan eden elyon, and even if you talk about the levels of the spiritual delights, and you talk about the upper level of Gan Eden, it's all nikra b'chinas yesh. It's all yesh. It's all yesh because it's all limited. It's yesh koyne lama yesh. Like the pasuk says, lahan chil oyeva yesh, that to inherit those who love me, yesh there is. So the yesh is it also that there is a being. There is something there. So v'hine b'chinas yesh zeh. So that level of yesh, level light zeh, v'yezeh koyne elamay. So the yesh is koyne elamay. Shenichlal bebchinas shoachas. When he is included in the level of this 1 hour, like we say, machshava achas. So b'chinas machshava achas shebo chulu bara as of the created the world. So he's teaching over here so that yesh is koine lomoi b'shava achas. He can acquire the whole world when he includes himself in the level of Shoachas, in the level of the Ein Sof, the higher Ein Sof. We'll see in a minute further. V'zehu loy b'gvuras asus yechpots, not with the strength of the horse does he desire. Pirush she'ein emeir chepetz avaye b'gvuras yitzimtzumim b'chinas ha'ish yizlevadu. The Hashem's divine loy yechpots, in other words, the desire of Hashem does not rest if it's just merely remains gevuras tzimtzumim. B'chinas oisius levadim, if you just have the level of oisius. Ki ha'omer ein li elo toira, because one who says there isn't to me but only toira, then chulu, he doesn't even have toira. So just the letters doesn't work. B'chein loy b'shoik ha'ish. Shoik ha'ish is the before it touches the desires, but here it touches the shoikim, the legs, the shoik.
Head.
Yeah, the thigh, because when a person rides the horse, he holds it together with his thigh. So he says, "Loi b'sheker yish amachzikim b'chinas asusim." Those that support or hold on the level of susim, because the hainu, what holds on to the susim? So we said before, that's the person's the hanadaz v'machshava. That you need the intellect and the thought in order to bring down the Dibrumaisa. So what he said before, that's how Oras HaNefesh, and that comes down to the level of Dibur. So in Chofetz V'Rotzen Avayir Meir Kol Kach. So God's desire doesn't fully light over there. That's not so much His desire. But Hashem, what He wants is Shemeir Cheftzei that his chayf, Hashem's desire, Hashem's will, is in the inner of his those who fear him. That means mishu who bechinas bittel, one who is in the level that he's humbled, nullified. As Moshe Rabbeinu said, the nachnu mo. He says, "What are we?" Meaning, level of bittel. Vuhu mitzad is pailus hanefesh mipnei atzmus imusi yisbarach. That is the excitement of the soul because of Hashem's essence. So he says, learning Torah, the words and the levels is actually great, but that's not at the end of the desire of Hashem. Hashem wants when a person davens, and he davens with all of his heart, and he reaches the level which is higher than the level of Oisius, higher than the level of Gevuras. Just in the Gevuras Asus, Hashem wants the level of Nigun. In other words, not just the level of words, but the level of Nigun, the level of Inspilus, level of excitement, which comes in a level which is higher than even than the level of Sevikulam. V'zoham Yachlim L'chazli. And this it means those who look forward, who hope for Hashem's kindness. What does it mean? Pirush Ein Lahem Bechinas Ava Mitzad Atzmam. They don't have a love in of themselves. Li Yis Chukosom Lidavka Beizbarech. So that their desire is to cleave to Hashem. L'Ravis Tzimena Bilvad. Just to fulfill their thirst. Ela Liyo Yis. They wait, look forward to his chesed, that there should be chesed oilom me'oilom ve'adoilom. That it should come down, that the chesed oilom should come down from world to world. U'miyachlim, and they look forward, they hope for kasha yeded v'yumshech milmailo, like it will descend and it will be drawn down from above. It's not as important to them. They're hoping for Hashem. They're hoping for Hashem's kindness, not for His kindness to come to perpetuate the world, but not it's their own thing. And this is the meaning. Sus v'roich v'yirama v'yom. Pirush. Shabchi na'asa oisiyos. Now sus is already oisiyos, right? And the roich v'y is the rider, that's the intellect that feeds the sus, feeds the isis. Pirush, that's the carriage that is attached to the sus. Pirush, b'chinas isis, so the isis of Dibur Machshava, the letters that are of Dibur Machshava, Mokar, the Almadi is Galdi, which is the source of this revealed world, Shehein Hein, which are the level of contractions and gevura is because these are the letters that allow for the creation of Rama v'igbiya, he raised them ad b'chinas yam to the level of yam while midiskasya, which is the level of the hidden world v'hainu, and that is because
because you Hashem are you by yourself everything before him is like considered like nothing. Like darkness is like light. The alma, the iskasi of alma, the galia shavim, relative to him, the covered world, the hidden world, and the revealed world are equal. Now we talked about the beginning of the Maimon. What was the idea of Kriyas Yamsuf? He turned the Yam to Yabosha. The level that is higher than Yam and the Yabosha turns the Yam into Yabosha. Vizehu, and this is the meaning by Nor Yavru Beregel Shomris Mechaboy, that in the river they will pass through by foot. And there will rejoice in Pirush, Bats Musay Kaviyochu. That means in the Hashem, this Chabay in Hashem. So once you pass through Banor, you pass through Baregel, because there's an opening now that the level which is higher, the Sevi Malkam, was opened up. So we'll be rejoicing with Hashem Himself, because we reached up to that high level. However, because in that level, because once you go on a level which is higher than Sevik Lamin, Omar Gamoyev Omar Erdeif Chulus. Also, the enemy says Erdeif Asika Chalik, because since it's higher than judgment, higher than Seder, higher than order, so also the enemy wants to take Shikam Akum, Reitzim Liyos Yinikosom. They too want that their nurturing, their holding up should be, they should grab hold from there. Since before Hashem, like darkness, like light. And he raised to the level of Yam. And therefore the pasuk continues there. Eino bagoyim titzpenu v'asoyrim al yodrumu lo meisalo. Therefore the pasuk says he looks at the goyim and those who turn away, don't raise yourself. She'enli akum yisroim mazu. The goyim don't have this raising above which the yidden are experiencing in cheli yoro v'yaromo. The yom raise them. Elvayichasu mayim tzoreim, but rather the water covers their enemy. Ve'ein lahem elo yiridim mebichinazu atzma. To them, there is only a descent from thus level alone. Kiram al kol goyim Hashem, because Ram is over all the goyim. Vezel sibes nifilosim. Which means the Ram, Hashem's Ram, is on the Goyim. That's the reason for their fall. But the Bnei Yisrael, they go in dry land in the sea. For the water is their fence from the right and the left. So by the Yidden, they have from the dry land, they have the protection from the water on the right and the left, being allowing them to go through the dry land. Pirush. Kini Omer Razal, say this, tell us, Al Gimel Dvorim, Ha'olam, Ha'olam, Ha'olam. The world stands on three things. Al HaTorah, Al HaVeid, Al HaGemil, Al HaSadim. The Torah of Edith. Shul Mechinas, Yumin, Usmoil. Right and left. It doesn't say middle over here, but Yisrael olu b'machshava, and the Yidden went up b'machshava. V'lochein oimrim, and that's why they say they went up in the level of machshava. They say Hashem kiddushonu b'mitzvayisof, who has sanctified us with His mitzvahs. Shaydei ha-mitzvahs, through the mitzvahs, heim is'ali mikodesh ha'elyon. They are elevated in the level of the upper level of Kodesh, Shemisham Shedesh Shmosim. That's where the root of their their soul is the kavod of machshava. The ruach, I see ruach, the amshich ruach. So that ruach can bring a ruach and it can draw down a ruach. So that's by the level of the yidden. So the yidden, when they come up to the level of machshava, they can reach that level. Lochem etzlam tzuz v'rech v'ramu bayom. They can be raised in the yam. V'ochu bayimoshu. Mashen kin ha-soyrinim. As opposed to those who turn away, which represents the akum, al yadu mechulu kinal. They should not, they cannot go up to the level of roim, into the level of sevim klahamim. And fakir v'adam is in the field, because that's not where they come from. You need the ruach, ayisi ruach, v'amshi ruach. But there has to be the ruach, there has to be they themselves there, but since that's not their level, so then they cannot be unique for them. Okay. And it's